March 31, 1927. How the soul who lives in the divine will is the triumph of it. Threats of wars. Union of all races. I felt all immersed and abandoned in the divine will, and while I continued my acts in it, my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, the soul who lives in my divine will is the triumph of it." As the soul does her acts in it, it puts out its belocating virtue that, hovering throughout the whole creation, extends its divine life in it. So, the soul who lives in my will gives me the occasion to belocate my life for as many acts as she does in it, and therefore, not only is she the triumph of my will, but it receives more honor from the soul who acts in it than from the whole creation. In fact, in creating each thing, God placed in some the shadow of His light, in some the notes of His love, in some others the image of His power, in others the flowerings of His beauty. So, each created thing has something that belongs to its creator. But in the soul who lives in the divine fiat, God places all of Himself. He centralizes His whole being in her. And belocating in her, He fills the whole creation with the acts that the soul does in His will, in order to receive love, glory and adorations from her, for each thing that came out of our creative hands. So, one who lives in it places herself in relation with all created things, and taking to heart the honor of her creator, through the same relations that she receives, for each thing, from the smallest to the greatest thing created, she sends the requital of her relations for all that her creator has done. Therefore, all communications are open between the soul and God. The creature enters the divine order, and enjoys perfect harmony with the Supreme Being, and because of this, she is the true triumph of my will. On the other hand, one who does not live in it, lives with the human will, and therefore all communications with the Supreme Being are closed. Everything is disorder and disharmony. Her relations are with her own passions, and through her passions she sends her acts. She knows nothing about the news of her Creator. More than serpent, she crawls on the earth, and lives in the disorder of human things. Therefore, the soul who lives with her human will is the dishonor of mine and the defeat of the divine fiat in the work of creation. What sorrow, my daughter, what sorrow! The human will that wants to defeat the will of its creator, who loves the creature so much, and wants, in his triumph, the triumph of the creature herself. Then, I was lamenting to Jesus because of his privations, since now, perhaps more than ever, he is making me suffer his being away for a longer time. Yet, he tells me that he loves me. Who knows, he might end up leaving me completely. But while I was thinking of this, my sweet Jesus moved in my interior, surrounding me with light, and in that light he made me see wars and fierce revolutions, civil and against Catholics. One could see all races fighting, and all of them in the act of preparing for more wars. And Jesus, all afflicted, told me, "My daughter, you do not know how my burning heart wants to run with love toward creatures. But while it runs, they reject it, while they run toward me with the most brutal offenses and with the most horrendous pretenses. So, as my love sees itself being persecuted, my justice enters the field and defends my love, striking with scourges those who persecute me, and uncovering the pretenses they make not only with me, but also among themselves as nations, because, in brawling, they reveal themselves that instead of loving one another, they hate one another fiercely. This century can be called the century of the most awful pretenses in among all classes, and this is why they never come to an agreement among themselves. And while apparently it seems that they want to agree, in reality they are plotting new wars. Pretense has never brought true good, either in the civil order or in the religious order. At the most, a few shadows of a fleeting good. And so, here is how they are converting that peace, so praised with words, but not with deeds, into preparations for war. As you can already see, many different races have united to fight. Some with one pretext, some with another, and more will unite together. But I will use the union of these races, because for the coming of the kingdom of my divine will it is necessary to have the union of all races by means of another war, much more extensive than the last one, in which Italy was involved financially. Through the union of these races, the peoples will come to know one another, and after the war, the diffusion of the kingdom of my will be easier. Therefore, have patience in bearing my privation. This is the void that my justice wants to form in order to defend my persecuted love. You, pray and offer everything, so that the kingdom of my fiat may come soon.